Rickleblog, 16 May 2007. Rickle Review, the Smart Spin Plucomatic. Is this your problem too? It's time to go to work, and you want to emplucify your selection of victuals for later consumption. But when you open the cabinet, your tops and bottoms are in disarray. At best, they will be almost like the photo, components nicely separated and stacked. At worst, you'll have a Fibber McGee and Molly event, with pluco sections all over the floor, and you left to resort and restore them before you can mate a top to a bottom and thus accomplish your mission. In a sense, this problem and photo is a consequence of my frugality. My housemate shops and occasionally brings home new plucos at, of course, ruinous cost. I don't shop and refuse to discard any takeout container that shows any resilience or sturdiness with respect to multiple closings. Eventually, the pluco cabinet contains a mixture of new, used, and improvised containers. Needless to say, compatibility between tops and bottoms is the first desideratum to suffer. Is there a solution to this problem? Of course there is, and my housemate discovered it on one of her pilgrimages to the store. The Federal Pluco Standardization Act. No, that wasn't it. As nice as it would be for the government to intervene to guarantee that all takeout containers would be exactly the same with interoperable lids, and for the Federal Takeout Coordination Bureau to work with each state's plastic goods authority to assure that separately purchased containers met the standard as well, I don't expect this to occur. There simply is no budget for this, and there won't be until the Federal Spinach Inspectors Union merges with the International Union of Peanut Butter Scrutinizers, which will free government personnel to work on the pluco problem. Private industry to the rescue. This is what she did discover, the Smart Spin Plucomatic. As you can see, an insightful entrepreneur, reading my mind as they sometimes do, has invented a pluco organizer. I won't deconstruct the package printing as I did with Hershey Sticks, but I'm skeptical of the store all your containers and lids statement. You'll note that all, in contradistinction to the other words, is italicized, and the statement is followed by in less than one square foot in much smaller print. I find the photo on the box to be somewhat deceptive. Clearly, it doesn't match the contents after they have been rearranged for maximum utility. Also, it isn't clear from the box that the base of the Plucomatic is offset from the rotating selector platform. While the one square foot statement is technically accurate when the platform is retracted, in normal use, the full appliance requires more space. Nonetheless, it does appear to have advantages over the haphazard storage method currently being employed. I spun it around a few times, counted the contents, and verified that there were no other errant misrepresentations on the package. I also noticed that blue was the predominant color theme, always a plus. The actual Rickle Review. Unlike the other products I have reviewed, the Motorola Q, the tire pressure sensor, and others, I haven't spent a lot of time with this product. I can't vouch for the ability of the individual plucos to stand up to repeated usage, for example, or whether the spin bearings suffer from radiation damage when placed in the test nuclear reactor. The instruction manuals seem typical for a consumer product. Incomprehensible, but unnecessary. In fact, my entire usage of the Plucomatic consisted of taking photographs of it and writing this blog item. Of course you have figured out why. Frugality. The plucos in the top photos still have many opportunities to serve, literally and figuratively. Surely I'm not going to substitute this plastic parvenu for my panoply of pluco parts, at least not while they maintain their integrity and pluck. But perhaps I'll be less avid about saving takeout containers. Sure I will. Now playing, Average Guy, Lou Reed.